You're listening to Jan Talk. Go. We in the jungle, baby. Number one.
This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a.
Man. What it do? It's the Gin Talk Podcast with your boy, Mike J. I got Groovy Drew. I got Trav. I got Shell. And I got Marissa.
Hey, hold on.
And we in the house tonight.
Hold on, Mike. Hey, this your boy, C. Richard. I got one thing to sing to everybody. Can I get a...
No. What the hell is that? All right,
y'all have fun. Gin Talk, let's get it.
With y'all, everybody. Got a new album coming out soon. Yes, it's the Gin Talk Podcast. So today we're talking about pet peeves and relationships, or in general, whatever y'all want to call. You know what I'm saying? Cuffing season is about to be among us, so we're going to talk about the pet peeves. Why some of y'all stay single and start to sit out of the cuffing season, like? Do y'all have any pet peeves or reasons why y'all don't want to be in relationships?
It's not reason, like, we won't be in a relationship. It was just, like, shit we don't, like, necessarily like. Just not, just, again.
I can't deal with picky eaters.
What?
Do something picky eaters. I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying? I want to go to a restaurant and eat different stuff. Like, if you just want to eat little chicken nuggets and french fries, that just it ain't going to work for me.
Sending the food back. Like, some people always want to argue with the waitress and stuff like that. Yeah, one of mine.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah.
So you saying, like, when you go on a date, you want to do the experience with your person and all that? So you want to experience, like, the whole atmosphere.
Yeah, like, you know, if we're going out to eat, and Eric, you on a menu, you can't find nothing. You like nothing. And you just end up going with chicken tenders and french fries. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, that just hurts the hell out of me.
So you might get, like, let me try the calamari with the steak. Say, let me just get some fries. Some damn shit. You're looking at him sideways and shit.
Little kid appetite.
Damn. I mean, there's some pet peeves. Like, I mean, you got to be like, when I was single, one of my pet peeves was, I just didn't like the blatant lies. Like, if I'm talking to you and all that shit, you be like, I'm the only nigga you talking to. You know that's a lie. You know you ain't the only person you talking to. And you know that's a fucking lie.
Everybody, yeah, I hope you don't like up. The blatant lies in a relationship.
Nah,
I'm just saying.
I got a whole bunch.
I'm just saying, like, when you sound like it's the same old song, when you talk to multiple people and all that, and they have the same old song, you already know they lying. You just go along with it, though.
It's not always the lie somebody say you're the only person they're talking to.
Can be sometimes.
How do you know if they lying, though, until you find out that they talking to somebody else? You can't do nothing but believe them until they say you otherwise.
So if you dating, true that. It doesn't matter, though, if you dating, though, if they talking to somebody else.
That part right there, because, you know, you're single until you get married.
I know that. I'm just saying. It's just like, all right. But don't just try to butter me up and saying, because it seems like when you like single and shit, like it.
You like a boat of confidence. Uh-huh. So it's like you like the boat of confidence, like you the only person they talking to.
No, it's just like sometimes they try to make you the end-all, be-all sometimes. Like sometimes if I talk to a girl, they make me like I was the boyfriend-ass nigga. Or they trying to say, oh, you the only one, I really want to be with you or some shit like that. And they be like, I know I ain't the only one, but it's all cool, though.
How you knew?
That sounds like a second guess.
That's your pet peeve, real.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'd be like, man.
That was the only thing that bothered you when you were thinking.
No, there's other stuff. I mean, there's other stuff. Like, it was just like.
You had trust issues, sir. Yeah, that's how they sound like.
I
can't even say, damn, you it for me. Like, I really just want to put my time and energy into this one person while I'm trying to date. I don't want to date multiple people. It's just you I'm talking to, and here you go, thinking she lying. So before you and your girlfriend established a relationship, did you think she would lie when she said you were the only person she was talking to?
I have my doubts.
I think that was a trust issue.
That ain't really no pet peeve, because if that a pet peeve, shit, that be.
I'm just saying, because we had this conversation, and we had this conversation. It's like when you was out there being single, it's like, man, I'm just want to live this, just be in the streets, but everybody always want to cuff you. And you know, everybody knew, like, everybody wants to cuff you.
Yeah, but that's like, I know what you're saying, like, shit, why you trying to cuff me when you slutted everybody out? But shit, it might be your pet peeve, but it seems like it's more of another kind of issue, though.
It sounds more like a security and a trust issue.
I never said I was perfect.
Just say what you
want. I got bruises.
You can tell him the truth. This is your friend. Tell him the truth. It sounds like security and trust.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
He was able to trust and get secure somewhere because he's in a relationship now, so he ain't got to worry about it no more.
Yeah, I was just saying, that's one of my things, though. It was like, you can be honest.
That was your thing. This crazy. It's different. I ain't gonna call it crazy. It's different.
Unorthodox.
Well, I'm an unorthodox nigga.
What's yours, Drew?
I'm a unicorn.
A long line. What's yours, Drew?
Shit. I hate being called bruh in the talking stage.
Yeah, me too.
That's an automatic turn off. I don't like, I don't like the negativity they got surrounding them, or that's all they like to talk about. I don't like people that like to be like chugging up shit on the internet to find out who you know and all that shit. Ooh, no.
I can't think of no. It's plenty of pet peeves y'all have. Y'all just can't think on right
shit.
Now.
I know all of them. A lot of shit I don't like shit.
Because another one of mine is cleanliness, like laying stuff around, don't put stuff up, have your shoes laying around.
That's the number one.
Always late. Yeah, I don't let nobody always late.
Yeah. Cleanliness and filthiness is number one for me.
Yeah. Yeah, clean. Y'all gonna name one that's gonna come to me. You like when they smoke, don't you? You know what?
I can deal with cigarette more than weed, though. So people that be smoking weed, like, that's all they got to have.
I ain't really attracted to the black and miles of cigarettes. Weed is all
right. Right, that tobacco smell is horrible, and you can't get rid of it.
My shirt still smell like smoke from the other weed. I said, shit, I got to watch this shit.
You can't be cursing a lot, too. That's just me.
Oh, Mike like sweethearts, but mine, too, I like. No, I do. Like, he can't. We got to go back. We got to spend some time talking about, like, one of the biggest one is, like, I think all of us can agree. Like, think somebody that's nasty, like, don't clean up their bathroom. Like, you got a nasty bathroom, that's automatic. Hey, hell no. Shit like that.
Yeah.
Well, another one of mine is the person that lie about everything. I'm talking about anything. Not just stuff to keep from hurting you, but just any damn thing.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about this before. Like, you got people that's just some real life, like, habitual liars, and they believe everything that they say.
Yeah, I got a car.
I have a whole damn lie going. whole different life going.
Yeah, and none of double lives and shit. Like, hey, I used to, you know, so I used to date her. We used to
No comment. That's the original Herschel Walker. Wow.
Oh, man. But yeah, I feel that's pretty high on this too. Somebody lie about everything, like the unvolunteered lies.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know why people be lying like that. There gotta be some kind of trauma or some shit like that. There gotta be some deep, because ain't nobody be lying like that. Something happened growing up.
Yeah, so. You got to be.
Cause like, that don't make no sense. Why you lie about that? I don't know what's coming up right now. You got the number, don't you? Nope. I know somebody that might do.
So let me ask y'all, what about somebody, like you date somebody, but they can't just really dress accordingly, dress up to the standard you used to? Would that be a pet peeve, yeah?
What you say?
Somebody who just can't dress.
Oh, yeah, that's a no. I'm sorry.
I just see Shell going off on somebody that can't dress.
Like, you really got to match my fly for sure, like. Yeah.
So are these like pet peeves or things that y'all just wouldn't deal with or tolerate?
It's something.
I can't tolerate nobody who can't dress. I'm sorry.
It's something that gets on your skin.
I heard girls.
Go ahead, Michael.
No, I was just saying I heard girls can turn down niggas for wearing certain types of shoes and all this shit just because they'll just come up and talk to me and say, I ain't talking to him. Okay, you got Reeboks on.
Not me. You can have Reebok. Lord, they are good looking Reebok. Like, you don't have to have a designer or name brand, but you just got to know how to dress it up. Know what I'm saying?
It ain't really about when you first approach is what you got out. It's what you put on. We finna go out and we about to be famous.
Yeah, yeah.
I was damn sure about to say that. I was like, nigga, right. Pull up in a FUBU shirt. So you ready to go out?
I'm
about to say that too.
But you know, FUBU that came back now, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's in Forever 21. I don't know a dude's wearing it, but I know for sure it's female, you know what I'm saying?
I tried to buy me a jersey. Uh-huh. That shit like $100 for a damn FUBU shirt.
Make sure the tag in the back.
Oh, they got Jabo.
With some British Knights.
I mean, you know.
He got top game and all that. I'm just trying to save my money and all that shit. That's why.
Man, we in the social media.
She ain't going for it.
Yeah, we in the social media.
Well, Jabo, you know, they baggy. So men ain't wearing baggy, you know, jeans like that nowadays. I don't think nobody be wearing those. I hope not.
They trying to make a comeback. Them hipsters be wearing this shit. Or a long ass white tee. You got a spinning G unit chain.
Shoot, all that stuff.
All right, yeah.
So let me ask y'all a question. So these pet peeves y'all have, is it something that will keep you from dating them, or just something you can't, or you can just eventually you can work with or get over it? Is it something that's gonna keep y'all from like pursuing the person, or the person allowing the person to pursue you?
I mean, I want to dismiss them off the bat. You just gotta get to know them and see if it's worth it. If it ain't worth it, then just be honest with the person.
I mean, I messed up outside of my comfort zone on a few people. But I mean, I don't know. That's a hard question to answer. Because I told you I was on Facebook dating once upon a time. And I was, you know what I'm saying? I said, let me give that person a chance. And it still didn't work. I ain't had nothing to do with it, you know what I'm saying? The way they dress or whatever, just they weren't talking about nothing. So, I don't know. I really never had to deal with somebody that approached me that couldn't dress or, you know, stuff like that. So, can't really answer that question.
What about you, Andrew?
What was it, can I get it over it or somebody can't do it?
Like, if this person have a pet peeve of yours, can you still pursue them or date them?
Some of it I can get over. Yeah, it ain't gonna keep me from dating, but it's just like some nagging type shit, then yeah, I'm gonna leave it alone.
That wasn't mine too, dang. What about you, Marissa?
Laughing at. Drew say you want peace, goddamn it.
Yeah, everybody want that peace.
That hard ass
shit.
Damn.
What about you, Marissa?
Yeah, I just go with the flow now.
And you have to name yours.
She said, oh, yeah, you ain't got
to. I name mine all the time. I don't think you be here when I name mine. I don't think you ever be here. Really? Yeah, I don't like, I can reiterate. I don't like people that breathe. I hate when people breathe out. I hate snoring. I hate people that snack. Like, why do you have to make so much noise when you're eating? So, but it's good when you make a lot of noise when you're eating.
Oh, no, sometimes that shit be nasty.
You know what
term?
It's not really a fat person thing.
Yeah, okay, that shit turned me off at work because that shit, like, you, they be eating. Drew know what I'm talking about. Hell no, I can't.
Oh, yeah, I'll leave it
there. It only bothers bigger guys that are not secure in their self or the ones that just do the shit on purpose. Like, the last dude I was sleeping with, he got mad because I said stuff like this. Irritate me. He told me I was judgmental and that wasn't fair because people can't control it. Maybe you can't control that you breathe out, but you can control when you're smacking because you not have to shoot with your mouth open. And you got to make all that noise. So the way I deal with that type of stuff is it's not going to be quiet in a room when we're eating in. We're going to go to the loudest restaurant. And if we're eating at the house, I'm going to have the TV on, I'm going to have the music playing or something, so I ain't got to hear that shit. And I can't be a fat person thing because I typically go for bigger men. But just because you big, that don't mean you out of shape and you can't breathe. There are big guys that are very much in shape and they don't breathe out. Most of the time, their heavy breathing comes from some type of underlying health issue that you should go get checked out. So then I'm going to suggest that you should go to the doctor. Like, how often do you go to the doctor? You should get a checkup. You have to hurt the way you breathe.
Most men don't go to the doctor.
They don't.
We be y'all saving grace for real, for real.
Yeah. I get y'all.
They ain't lying.
But yeah, I can work through most of stuff. You just nasty. You like your house nasty. You just nasty. You leave shit everywhere. You don't. That shit just nasty. Draw all this shit. Draws and flow. All that shit paper. Hell no. Nah, I ain't going with that shit. Fuck that. Not me.
I know, I don't like when they fingernail polish be peeling and then just leave it though.
Oh yeah.
Drew.
And dirty feet too.
Ma'am.
Dirty feet mean they don't take showers.
Yeah. But you said for 2 months.
Because your feet are the first thing that touch the water. Yeah, like to get in the tub, you gotta
spill. Y'all send a bad trigger.
You had a woman with some dirty feet.
Let's move on.
So you stay with the nasty woman because her mouth is nasty.
He said, I had to see it through. Well, down them lines, I was about to leave anyway. She said, I knew she wore weed. She said, I'm about to take my hair out. Are you going to judge me? I said, of course not. She took that shit off, and then she was not the way I expected. I said, okay.
I said, a little bit of ponytail.
Did you go to the same barber?
Oh, man.
Damn. Yeah, I know that shit. Getting in front of the back and saw them dirty ass souls. I said, this ain't going to work. That's an asshole.
Ain't that the one that smoked, too?
This I don't think she smoked. Can't remember. That was like 2011.
That was a long time ago.
Ooh. It was fun times though.
Was it? Great, yeah. Rockin'.
All right, we let's flip it a little bit. So what does somebody you dating tell you you have pet peeves or deals? How would y'all handle it?
Yeah. If you gonna talk about it, or if it's something like toxic or something, you know, so they're just trying to better your life and all that stuff, then you should like take heed of.
Well, that's why you discussed that at the beginning. What are your pet peeves? Because then if you let me go that far and you start talking about it, and I'm be like, well, damn, shit, I don't care at this point. Hey, you should have been saying something about it. It is what it is.
Damn.
See, that's stained though. A lot of times. Yeah. See, we skip. See, that's point. That's one of the major keys that's missing out. You skip over all important. You skip over all important shit and go straight to the bedroom or to other aspects of the relationship instead of discussing those important things. So I think there were a lot of problems that started occurring. Like, damn, I really, especially when the pandemic, when people are stuck together at home, like, damn, I really don't like this motherfucker.
Hey, Mike, quick trial.
Yo.
Yeah, if a girl fart in front of you, how you gonna feel?
That's like, hey, you feel better, don't you?
Shout out. Hey, yo.
To me, that's,
I don't know.
To me, that show, but she really like you because she really.
That too. She ain't got comfortable. Yeah, she comfortable.
Yeah.
That
won't show me.
I can add that. So if a girl fall in front of you, what you gonna do, Drew? Say, ew.
My girl just smoked cigarettes, but she can't pay his gas.
I ain't asked to be like that for. No, well, man, who's going to?
Well, go ahead.
I'm just saying, well, she said with cigarettes, but you don't like when they fart. I mean, if it's from a distance, man, she just all up on you, she sit on you, she fart. You like, hey, and all that shit. But if she from a distance, you ain't gonna like that. You like she comfortable. I'm sorry, excuse me. I
have to be like this.
Let me say this. Never mind.
Say it.
Just saying, so you. But you eat ass, right?
Yeah. Shit. Who say? Look at the point that was disproven there.
Hell no.
This is why I'm about to
correct
this motherfucker.
Oh, man. That wasn't them DJ Screw. DJ Funkmaster. That was exclusive.
Oh, you niggas that eat ass.
I swear, this is the promo. I'm sure. You know, Drew, Trey gonna make the promo.
Yeah,
it's over with then.
Yeah, we all grown. Ain't nobody gonna say nothing about y'all saying it.
I don't care. I'm comfortable with my sex for 12 hours. Until you got busted out by it. I mean, hey.
That man, Drew ain't shit.
That is funny. That shit was funny.
I knew it.
Oh, y'all funny.
Yeah, they Kevin Hart face.
Oh, man.
Anyway, moving on.
How are you responding? They tell you you have some of their pet peeves. All right, have a pet peeve. They don't really just.
If it's like something that is a trait that is like detrimental and all that shit, you got to take heed. Because when I was having back pains and all that shit, I know my girlfriend, she didn't like how I be grunting and shit. She said, you need to go see a fucking doctor. And so I want to go see a doctor. And I had all them damn problems and shit, diabetes and all that shit. So I had to get that shit taken care of. So I started changing my diet. Back pains went away and shit. So she was just trying to help me out. And sometimes people just come in your life, try to help you out and shit. So some people take offense, and they take offense. They don't want to just own up to it sometimes.
You saying like we got to tell people that they don't like?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm talking about, yeah, you got a pet peeve. Like, they ain't too much. They don't like shit.
Yeah.
Well, just like what I think Shell said, like you discussed it at the beginning, and I'd be like, well, I kind of do that, but if we're going to be talking, then I'll work on it. So that's how I handle it. Yeah.
Someone's supposed to get offended, though.
I don't think everything can always just be addressed in the beginning, because you ain't just going to. No, everything
that gets on your nerves is not always gonna be like, oh, let me tell you all this thing get on my nerves. I can tell you in the beginning, like, please don't shoot loud. Oh, I can hear you breathing. That's gonna bother me. I can say that in the beginning, but some stuff might just happen that comes along with time. And it just got to be a respect thing. Like, the way you speak on it need to be in a respectful way. And yeah, it may hurt the other person's feelings, but they just got to be open to it. Because if you're going to make something work, you got to understand that everything about you, the other person ain't going to like.
Yeah, yeah. See, that wasn't a relationship start.
So it's really like growing pain. Like, you really just have to grow with stuff.
Yeah.
I've been told lately, a lot of girls ask me, do I snore? Like, yeah,
but
no, I can't do that.
Well, it doesn't bother me because I snore. But if I deal with somebody and they go to sleep first and they snore, depending on how they snore, I'm gonna watch them. Because this dude told me one time, he was like, oh, I snore and I snore loud. I was like, okay, me too. He went to sleep first. I told him the next day, I was like, I think you got sleep at me. I couldn't sleep last night because I was watching you because you weren't breathing out. And you were not about to be standing here beside me dead. Like, no.
She gonna pack that shit and go.
Pack this shit up.
Well, like, he was really loud. I'm like, you need a mask machine. The way you sign, you need a CPAP machine because, woo.
Yeah, I can probably deal with, like, mild snoring, but nothing too loud, only because I'm a very light sleeper. Like, anything can wake me up.
Me too.
So I wouldn't be able to deal with somebody that snored too loud. Yeah.
You're wearing my CPAP mask, probably.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm still, I'm used to that. But
the mask sounds a whole lot better than snoring.
Yeah, it do.
I think should be the best sleep of your life.
So I got another question. So now you know how relationship gets. Sometimes we get being petty. Is it right for you and your partner to throw your pet peeve back in each other's face? you know how we get mad. Oh yeah,
that's
where your bathroom
nest. Gotta do the tick
for tack
shit.
Yeah, tick set.
Oh,
that man do crazy. So,
man, you can do it in a joking way.
Y'all toxic. Y'all toxic. You might start throwing back up against each other's face. But I probably wouldn't do that if I'm in a strong relationship. I probably wouldn't try to hurt their feelings on purpose.
Yeah.
But hell, my last relationship,
all glue up was off.
He ain't below the belt for sure.
Nah,
he ain't below the belt for sure.
What
do
you say?
No, that's the truth. Nah, moving on.
I said both of us.
What did you say?
That nigga Drew toxic as hell.
Yeah, what you say?
Yeah, we even
put. I don't even want to say. I ain't gonna say it. I ain't gonna say it. Y'all gonna look at me different.
You looking at this?
You looking at this every year? I can't be y'all cussing.
Because y'all aware of me. I've been around y'all enough to know that that's how y'all really act. But now I know. But now I don't want to talk about y'all. Just know it, me and him both was hitting below the belt when we got mad.
Yeah, somebody the dog there.
That's why your pit bull ain't gonna never be shit. He gonna die tomorrow.
What you talking about? Would you like that? I hit them too. A bar. That shit crazy.
I ain't gonna go there.
Have y'all been in a relationship where you just like the pet peeves were just like you told them how you felt, but they kept on doing it, and it was just the last straw, like a
Like, what was the most petty shit that y'all done stopped talking to somebody over?
This is toxic, like, all his work just came out.
How did he talk?
Yeah, nah, what the hell?
Yeah, damn. Hello, like we were Facebook friends. He was real nice, so we exchanged numbers. And, oh my god, he called me and I was like,
hello.
I can do this. So we had a holiday later, and we was on the phone for a long time. And I was like, yeah, I can't do this no more. I think I ended up liking it. And then he started working for like UPS or FedEx or something some years later, and he made a delivery to my mama's house, and he was like, I know you.
Oh no!
And I was like, "What?" And he was like, "We friends on Facebook." My mom was like, "You know?" And I said, "Yeah." He was like, "Y'all liked her a lot at one point, and then she just disappeared, but she was still posting." Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why I thought about ring number two.
Oh yeah.
He talked up.
He talked just like you were saying.
What was the most pettiest thing you stopped talking to somebody over, Trav?
Shit. What you doing and goddamn just goddamn being super clingy. King, damn. Super, I always want to be on the under you and shit like that. That shit like.
Not a Taurus man complaining about somebody being clingy.
Yeah, I'm in
Taurus. Right.
No, I just have never known the Taurus man that wasn't clingy. Like,
I'm not.
You know,
Chad different. So you need his face.
Yeah, I mean, especially at what you're doing, like every 30 minutes, every 10 minutes, you want to see doing the same thing I was 10 minutes ago.
I don't like clean people either.
It'd be cute at first, but then shit.
Yeah, that shit get on your nerves.
It ain't never cute.
Damn, what's
so why you ain't got enough going on that you ain't worried about me all day?
But I care about you more, Russell.
Care and nagging and not. Y'all know what really does irritate me is people that don't comprehend. I clearly just said XYZ and you did the complete opposite.
Oh my god.
The same dude that, like, the dude that breathed out, I swear he got to be slow. He called one day on working. So I sent a text on like I'm working with folks. Oh, that's not just want to talk. Oh, okay. I don't want to talk to him at work. That's all I'm thinking. So then he called again later on and I was like, no, it wasn't long. I just texted him and I was like, I get off at 8:30. I call you after I talk to my mom. I mean, my mom used to be on the phone like an hour so I get out of work. So when I called my mama, she was doing something. So I was like, shit, I just wait until she called me, then I'm going to call him back. He called back before I could call him. Why the fuck are you calling me
when
I told you I was going to call you?
Yeah,
that irritated the fuck out.
That's
how you took too long.
Yeah, that'll get on my nerve too. That and double texting and that shit, the hell no.
Like, or when I done told you my work schedule and I tell you I work from this time to that time or today I'm going to work late and I'm just informing you of this, but yet and still you still feel like you need to call me between these hours. Yeah. Instead of just sending a text of like, if you feel like talking and you take a break, just call me. I could really deal with it. But just randomly calling me and then thinking I'm supposed to call you when I go on a break, I don't want to talk on the phone. I get paid to talk on the phone and I don't even want to talk to them.
Like, what the fuck is your problem? What with your Mike? I ain't
what about you? Oh, I'm about to ask you. For me, who's the one?
Well, he is lying about him being the only one.
Oh, yeah. Damn, so
say what?
She's what the pettiest thing you don't start talking to a girl for? You not being the only one?
Mm-mm, it's not that.
I'm
thinking.
Like
one girl. I don't know.
It really
huh?
Man, it probably sounds crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
I know it's some bullshit.
It's shaped up sound like something crazy.
You know
it's some bullshit. That's why you won't say it.
Nah, I'm trying to see what happened. I know one girl we were texting, and for some reason, it was just like her vibe was off. Never mind. I ain't going to say that one.
Right. Say that one, Michael.
Yeah, say it, Michael. Come on. This is going to get you
basically,
in trouble.
I ain't going to get me in trouble. No, it was just when we was sending pictures to each other and shit, I didn't like what I saw.
I've been there,
Michael. That's probably one of them. And like, I really like ghost to her bad, like ghost to her, like being blocked, just sent response to calls and text messages.
Damn.
But we ain't gonna do this.
Cold.
No.
You're cold.
Oh.
But I feel
you. That happened to me before. I ain't like what I saw you. I'm not touching that.
So you got completely, yeah. Basically, you got completely turned off by the pictures.
Yeah. But it happened.
I said it happens.
Yeah. What about you, Shell? What's the pettiest thing you stopped talking to somebody over?
Well, I really wasn't talking to the person. We were just, I guess he was one of the guys from the dating app. And we was texting, and we finally met up or whatever. And he just kept, like Drew said earlier, he kept just saying, bruh. And that turned me the hell off. So I blocked him. After meeting up, I blocked him.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But I really... Any other time I probably stopped talking to somebody, I wouldn't say it was petty. It was just I had a legit reason. Because they weren't, you know what I'm saying? They weren't texting back or they had an excuse why we couldn't meet up or something like that. But I'll say that was probably the pettiest. He kept saying, bruh. I'm like, how old are we now? You ain't got to say, bruh, after every other sentence.
He's just trying to be cool, like the cool guys.
Did you address it? Because I address stuff like that. After the first time, I just was like, I'm not your bro. And if you want me to be your bro, we're going to change the whole direction of how this year is about to go.
That's what I do. Because
I can be your bro, and you don't want me to be bro. If you want me to be bro, you want me to be the female that you're interested in.
Yeah, it wouldn't even say that. It was just, he was... Too young minded and young active.
He had a whole life going on that you didn't like, but their bro thing just took it all over.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So I'm like, how old are we? But then again, he was probably, I think, was 28 probably, but I mean, that is almost 30. But yeah, that really did for me. I'm like, oh no, I got to go. Block him as soon as I got in my car.
Oh. Was the food good?
I'm like, he's probably like, damn.
Was the food good?
Wow, we went to Hole, and that was another. We had went to what's that place? Bradley Park, the crab boil place. I can't think of the name right now.
Juicy Seafood.
King Claw.
King. Yeah, that's who we met up there. And he wasn't even into the crab bowl thing. He was like, nothing on the menu for real. I'm like, well, why would you agree to go if you knew you weren't going to like on the menu? That was
because for whatever reason,
he like,
all women like crab bowls.
Yeah. For the most part.
Sure.
He didn't want to come with the bag.
Yeah, and I don't know why they think that, because this dude told me, he was like, when I come back into town, I'm going to take you to Juicy Crab or Juicy Seafood. No, you're not. Because I'm not going.
Girl. I don't know what he had going on, but then he was like, man, I can't even eat, because he was like one of those like smokers, like Snoop Dogg smokers.
Oh, hell.
And he
didn't
have appetite.
Oh, no.
He ain't had no appetite for real. He was skinny. I'm like, he ain't got no meat on your bones for me, man.
Damn.
He was like drying up. But,
nah.
I can't do that. I remember I used to talk to a girl like that. She said she couldn't eat unless she smoked. That shit. Yeah.
Oh, they can do anything without smoking. What the fuck is the problem? That's why you broke.
Yeah, nah,
damn.
That's some crack. That shit sound crackheadish.
Yeah,
crack, huh, Drew?
You gotta have the damn shakes, goddamn. Oh, she don't wash. Never mind.
No.
Oh, I can't say that shit either. Like, oh, I got a job and I need to smoke. Really?
Oh, can I have some pee?
Oh,
some shit like that.
I'm about to go to church. I'm about to go to church. I got to smoke. Really? Mm. All right. I got a bill to pay.
Yeah.
Nigga, stress, goddamn.
Man, you ain't that stressed. That shit, at no, that point, that shit is addiction, then.
Yeah. Got
the nerve to ask for gas money.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Never mind.
Folks be asking for gas money.
I'm talking about Batman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Asking for money when you get their number, too. That's another thing.
Yeah.
I know we just met, but times are hard.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, you know, not just me, but, you know, my light bill due. You got some money for get some gas.
I hate that shit. Okay, mine do, too. I'm going to pray about it. Well, delete that number after you said it. Yeah, left on scene after that.
Send a long prayer or send a TikTok or a preacher or something like that.
I do a water bill before a car note. Y'all got me. Somebody asked me to do a car note one day. I said, we ain't even talking car note.
We ain't doing none of that shit. I'm just me, you? Hell no. Nah. What the fuck are you?
Any guys came at y'all like that before?
Huh? Wait.
Like coming up asking, hey, can you spot me something so I can pay a bill?
Oh, yeah. For whatever reason, in my early mid-20s, all I did was the track broke-ass nigga.
Damn.
No, I never really experienced it for real.
My godmother always say I had a loser magnet, and I did for a long time. Now, well, that's the thing, they be wanting something to eat, and I can get with it because I cook. Ask me to cook, I do. Just ask me on a good day.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Yeah, nah,
so if I need a bill paid.
So at what point in the talking, dating, relationships stage do y'all feel like it's okay to start just giving these financial benefits to these women?
After sex? If we want to be technical, like, shit, not necessarily you got to do this to get money, but shit, you ask me to do all this and shit, and goddamn, we just talking?
So after sex, you pay on a car note? Whichever one of y'all said, y'all going to pay on a car note?
Hey, I'm a tourist. Like you said, I'm a tourist. We together then, we go together.
And the thing is with y'all so freaking retarded and throwing off. I don't want a relationship. I'm good. Da, 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 da. Then they say, you know,
is this an R word? Yeah, she's an R word.
Got a girlfriend.
God damn.
Yeah, you know, y'all love to go with somebody real quick.
Clean remedial.
Shit, gonna go there. We're in a relationship.
Shit.
Oh yeah, what you want? What you need, baby?
You get some perks after that.
But y'all just talking. Huh?
I don't ask men for money because somebody always told me a man follows their money. So you're not going to follow it here. Because no, you're not going to say, well, I paid your rent, so I'm going to be over there for XYZ days.
Nah, that's a bum shit. No, no, no. Nah, them one of them stockwits old.
And I hate for somebody to ask me how much my rent is. Two men asked me that in one day. I said, you the second. I told the second one. I said, you the second person that done asked me that.
Are they
so between the two of y'all, when the first come around, it should be paid.
Are they
like,
in
are
the 40s?
Are you going to pay it? Anytime somebody asks me that, like, are you going to pay it?
I see what I can do.
Amen.
I put a little something on.
Shit.
I can pay it, though, and that's what would be crazy to me. Like, I don't be understanding why people be asking that. I'm never going to purchase anything or live anywhere that I can't afford.
Yeah,
I was paying my rent before you came along. I promise you it'll get paid whether you here or not. I ain't gonna ask nobody to pay my rent.
But yeah, like
as funny as these men are now, they want to pay and stay. Mm-mm.
So either I'm dating enough, or I just shoot some tight ass niggas. Never had nobody ask
to pay your rent.
How much my rent was, or pay anything? Be- and I mean, I don't expect nobody to pay. I'm so proud for you. Not gonna throw up nothing in my face saying you did this and did that for me. So I just said, you can do the little stuff, buy me something for my birthday, Christmas, Valentine's. You can do the little stuff or some itch on the side whenever you want to do it. But I don't ever expect nobody to pay nothing. None of my bills.
I
don't
expect anybody to pay it, but I do. Somebody going to hear this and they probably going to fuck up anything I got going on, but I don't care. One of my guy friends put me on some shit one day and he was like, shit. You done gave, but it's on now. Tell you short on your rent because you just, you transition between jobs and see what he say. I wasn't short. I just really wanted to see what he was gonna say. So I kind of told a lie and I was like, oh, they messed up my check and they kind of fucked me up and I got to pay my rent and da 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 da. Because he asked what type of mood I was in. I was like, I'm not in a good one and I live with it. He texted me back and said, just talk to the rent office.
Oh,
I would have appreciated more of that. I would help you, but I can't because I just paid mine. I would have done it all of it. And I was like, he just told me. And then so he kept the conversation going and he was like, well, I hope your day gets better. I was like, oh, it's fine. He was like, so you got the rent situation figured out? I was like, yeah, my friend gonna pay it for me. So then a few days later, he comes text me, oh, I ain't heard from you, da-da-da-da-da. I guess because that nigga paid your rent. I said, what? You said your friends don't pay. I said, I don't have female friends. Like, dang, my friends aren't broke. Yes, we can help each other out with throwing that type of money for some rent. But yeah, I do say little stuff to see what somebody gonna say. Yeah, it ain't necessarily got to be the rent. It can be, I need an oil change. I just got a flat tire. I need this tire plug. I have to see what you gonna do? Either you can say I can get it if you say you ain't got it, but you're just gonna tell me go talk to the rent officer.
Basically,
got check. And another thing I hate, and I told y'all, you just think about stuff and it comes up. I hate people that take social media too serious. Please don't text me about nothing I done posted on Facebook.
Oh yeah, they're one of mine too. Yeah, they're definitely one of mine. Yeah, whatever I put on my platform. Not take this shit.
Not your platform.
Yeah, but see, nobody tell on damn TikTok. No, you post shit on social media. This my social media. Who arguing like here? What I put on my platform, they were going there. I'm finding this clip sent to y'all. But yeah, because a lot of times I just be putting shit up there. That's the bullshit.
But see, the thing about that is, like, before y'all even get together, if y'all was just Facebook friends prior to, you know, dating or whatever, it's all funny and games. They ha-ha, he-he, and comment and stuff. Right. But as soon as y'all get together, it's a whole different ball game. They don't want to like none of your stuff. They don't want to, you know.
Who is this dude you keep tagging and stuff? Why you keep having a conversation with this guy? Oh, I see how he does this. But most of the time, I don't. If I'm not already friends with you on any type of social media, we meet and we start talking. No, I'm not adding you. You don't need to add me. No. But I tell people that I am friends with. Don't take what I post on Facebook serious. And I do. Damn, it's like they're going one ear and not the other. Here we go. Send me a whole screenshot of something I shared, and it's like, dang.
Oh man, that screenshot. So who you saying you talking about me? Why you talking about me like that?
So the same dude that told me to go talk to the rent officer sent me a screenshot and said, well, first he said, I see you on Facebook looking for men with no baby dad, with no baby mamas. And I was like, what? I had just woke up too. And he was like, yeah, you looking for, I'm not on Facebook looking for nobody. So he sent me a screenshot of a post I shared that said, to all the niggas with no baby mamas, I hope y'all have a good day. And I just shared it with like an emoji. Do you know how hard it is to come across a man that doesn't have a baby mama, sir? Why are you taking offense? I didn't say you have all them kids before you met me. And he'll say, you ain't even wish your nigga a good day. I said, who's my nigga? He was like, you son, we ain't together.
Oh.
Yeah.
That nigga about to cry. He cried.
Oh, No, we went back and forth for a minute. I tried to just end the conversation with like a good night, but he told me goodbye and we haven't talked since then. Here go my woman every other day. You know what I'm talking about? No.
Ooh, girl.
And that's why I don't want no mama, because she's the same way. When last time you talked to such and such? Do you and such and such still talk? And my mama don't forget. And she forget everything else but these people that are irrelevant. So I don't tell her stuff no more. Yeah. I was on the phone with her one day getting dressed to try to go on a date, and she would not get off the phone with me. I did not want her to hear me get in the car for her to say, where you going? And da 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 da. So I was like, you know what? Let me just go wash these dishes or something. I said, I just got to get out this phone. She called when I was headed to the restaurant. I ain't even because she ain't finna ask me where I was going and who I was with.
Yeah, I don't tell my mom none of that stuff.
I tell her enough so she'll be like, you know, but. When it comes to new people and I know they temporary or I feel like they're temporary, they got to be around for months. Now for me to say her son, she do too much. And then even when they be around for months, she still asks questions like, they, I don't know. No. My mama like everybody.
Aw.
Oh, hell. And I hate for a dude to say, but your mama like me. My mama like everybody. Don't feel special. Be special when she feels special when she don't like you.
They might go through time. I was like, shit.
Them be the special folks.
I do that shit too. For that. Listen, your mama like me.
Freaking awesome. Your mama. It's
easy
awesome.
For her to get mine to like you. You just say ma'am and you come with some manners and some respect. Oh, she gonna love this.
No, I know my mom like to shoot him with your name. Big Marley.
My mom don't always remember name. She'll say, what's his name? He'll say, what's his name?
Mom. You know, the phone talking one.
We know that he didn't say she'll say some shit like what's his name when you said Bree Hart. She'll be there saying some stuff like that.
Yeah.
Do your mom want you to have kids? She doesn't really care. No, she really don't, because she said if I had kids she'd have to be a real grandma. Because my brother got a whole bunch of them, but he stay in another state. Oh, so man. She feel like if I help a child, since I'm the girl and I stay close to her, she'll actually have to see, you know, be a grandma.
Yeah.
Instead of the grandma like the kids just call and talk to or come visit and then they just here for a weekend or something, they go back. But I don't want kids. And she ain't never like just tried to push the issue to say, well, you should have one and da, 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 da. So when I started talking to somebody, she asked me, like, do they got kids? And do they want some? She asked like that because she know I don't want any.
Oh, okay.
But I have one. He got to not have any, or he got to have one with a tamed baby mama.
Good luck.
I didn't say good luck. Good luck.
That'd be with somebody still at pet.
The last dude I was talking to, him and his baby mama seemed like they got along well. They had a nicer schedule unless they had other stuff going on that he didn't speak on, but he ain't really had no issue with
it. Yeah, I feel like the baby mama, she has been up to find her somebody and or the child probably like 10 years old, so it's been at least like 2 years.
And when, yeah, I like them big, the good and grown kids. It can be a 15-year-old. Oh, you end up with your baby mama since your baby was 3. Oh, we can do this.
Yeah, all right.
But if you got a 1-year-old, a 2-year-old, I'm a little iffy.
Yeah, it's too fresh.
Oh, yeah. I'm on yoked up somebody, son.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
What the fuck you talking to?
What did he say?
He said something.
I thought you talked about your last situation. And them from your last situation?
No, I was laughing about.
Yeah,
no. Oh,
I'm talking about Drew's last situation.
Yeah,
I'm confused. Well, how old is
he? I think he was
11? And he said something to me, and it threw me off. I said, who the hell are you talking to? And I started walking towards him. But my daughter was there, and she called me away from him. So I got distracted.
What were you trying to do?
Get in his face. And ask him who he was talking to.
Baby boy moment.
But
y'all probably was the same height.
Oh.
Anyway, mm-hmm. But he did, the mom did talk to him, and he called me. He said he didn't mean what he said. He didn't mean for it to come out the way it did. He wasn't trying to have an attitude, but we talked it out. That was about it. But, like, if their dad ain't around, then that's going to be a tough one.
Did you send Drew that video?
Oh, no.
When the dude was explaining why...
They deleted it, didn't they?
Oh, I don't know. Let me go see. I don't know.
I'm going to check the message to see if they delete it. I tried looking for it again. But, yeah, like, no, I'd rather for their dad not to be around, for real, on this, because nowadays some dudes be like, oh, I don't want to have a kid, baby dad. So, I don't be one. Yeah.
Because when people are in a good place in life, I'm saying they're worried about it. Just the person that you got around their child is treating you and their child right.
Yeah, pretty much. See, this if y'all don't move on, this should be the only thing that is right. It's pretty much you got only thing you got to discuss. Like, man, this is a good person. You know what I'm saying? He ain't been in jail for no. You know what I'm saying? He don't touch kids and nothing like that. He ain't no shit like that. Yeah, you need to.
It's always a risk if you don't know the background.
You say what?
Even with knowing the background, it's a risk because people can be. Can do stuff and they never get caught.
Who don't get caught?
Like people riding kids. Like some people like be secret as hell. Like be doing like I mean, a lot of cases they be molesting kids like 30 years and that shit don't come out to like 30 years later on down the line. So shit. So you never know. For real.
I'll just speaking on when you get into a relationship with somebody who has like a significant other, you don't know the background. And all that, but she's right. You never know. Something spontaneous. They'll do something out of pure shock or all that shit.
They get into a relationship and have
a like somebody. You get in a relationship, they got a baby daddy or a baby mama. You at a risk of having drama.
Nah, she was talking about.
Yeah,
I mean, even with that, anytime you get in a relationship, you at a risk of having drama, whether kids involved or not.
Yeah,
that is you true. Because you think about
you
it too.
You ain't my daddy.
So when you marry somebody too, you marry their family.
So yeah, but then too, like you can get with a girl that could be completely like that with the rapper name that was up there and another got killed.
Trouble.
Yeah, like you can see a girl that's like completely over who she was with, got a whole restraining order against the person, and they still coming around trying stuff. Or no restraining order, and they just can't accept the fact that I moved on. Like, you put yourself at risk for drama anyways. And then, like you said, bury the family, too. And you never know what you really getting.
Yeah,
that is true.
Especially now with dudes. Like, they don't know. I seen that a lot of times, I'm just speaking as a point at males, like, they don't accept. It's over. It's over. And if they person don't want them no more, like, man, you got to move on. You can't. I will never be that person. Like, you want to leave. Like I always say, you going on. I ain't fit to that. You say you with somebody, I ain't fit to try to fight them, shoot them. What the point of that? You want to jump on them for trying to kill this person? Then somebody else still gonna be him. And where you gonna be at? You gonna be jail? Hell in jail.
A bunch of niggas.
Yeah, a bunch of niggas. So it's a lose situation for you. Like, it just, like, I don't understand that concept.
My daddy girl, and she told me her baby daddy tripping. I said, I talked to him, and they end up being
trouble. I ain't talking to no nigga. Like, man, what we got to talk about?
Please tell me at the beginning if your baby mama tripping. And I feel like the guy should be the like, go ahead and let me know your baby daddy tripping in. That'll be a deal breaker for me. You got a super baby mom. I'm sorry. I can't deal with it. I'm not gonna deal with it. Shit.
Watch your mouth.
Yeah. Y'all know when.
Yeah, man.
yeah, that is dear. Now, yeah, like you saying, they somebody that tripping all the time. Yeah, that shit. Hey, this ain't the right situation for me. You know what I'm saying? It was nice knowing you. Nice meeting.
Because I asked you a question. I'm digging deep. Why are they tripping? Oh, they ain't tripping for no reason. Yeah. When the last time y'all had sex? Mm-hmm. What's the last time conversation you had to make them feel like this is what's going on? Mm-hmm. Oh, you with her making her think this? Yeah, no. Then I'm going to feel like, oh, you just trying to do this because you trying to get over her. So you ain't completely over her. You just want something to occupy your time right now.
Yeah, yeah. See,
and then they live together.
Now, that's
a bunch of tips.
That's very important. I went up like, see, that was like most new relationships and shit, like, be starting, like, most time it be people you just want a bridge player. You know, a bridge player, like you saying, bridge player, somebody who just there so you can occupy your time till you get who you want to get. Like, a lot of that is going on for real, that right though.
Oh, this couple of weeks ago, I was like, you're not over your ex girlfriend. Every conversation we done had, you done talked about that woman. And I didn't let you talk about it. I ain't even saying I just listened. I let him do it for a whole week.
Women can tell.
Yeah, they can.
I wasn't mad either, though, because like I told him, I had been in a situation like him. This lady had been there like 5-6 years. You feel like you over them, but then if you pay some attention, the only thing you do is talking about them all the time. When you get to a point where y'all talk about them, then when you over them.
Yeah, or last one I talked to, she kept bringing her up. I'm like, you keep bringing up, now I'm going to think about shit. But I really want to know. So.
Okay.
Time heals all wounds.
All right. I'm gonna fake ass laugh at the turn.
I know.
I mean, hey, but it is a pet peeve when you're talking to somebody, just keep on bringing up their ex.
Yeah, that is. That really is one. They're gonna have to wrap it up because this bullshit ass Wi Fi up here is keep fucking up. So, yeah. What they?
Yeah. Damn it, Larry.
Yeah. Larry. Going out like here.
You can turn it off.
Okay. Y'all want to say y'all peace before we head out?
Who's still there?
Yes,
you
right here. But yeah. Hey, if he's
what
this, this nigga, yeah.
Is anybody got anything they want to say before we head out?
Hey, man. If I do, if you got a pet peeve, you know what I'm saying? Really something you can't just get over, man. Like, if you discuss that shit at the beginning, this shit's still a problem. Hey, they do the right thing. And you know what? Leave. Because, hey, you're going to be miserable. I don't promote nobody being miserable. So it's something you can't just deal with.
If you talk slow, don't holler at me.
Yeah. If you got 30 feet, don't holler at Drew. Or me either.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a lie. That is a lie.
What you say? I ain't hear what you said.
So... No, you did not.
Because
how dare you try to say
Melissa,
that
you are too? Yeah. I know that's why I said it. I'm just fucking with y'all.
You said what?
I said, can we skip Virgo season and go straight into Libra season?
I've never met a Libra that I did in my life. Enter.
You say what now? Shit, fucking no
bad. For that dude.
I can't hear.
Well, he don't count. He must be one of them of Libras.
No, he's actually an October Libra. His birthday the 14th or the
15th. I'm crying at the paint.
I got a September one right now. I like him.
Oh.
So, yeah.
He cannot approach.
We just want it more.
You want all.
smoke, don't you?
Yeah, I ain't never thought like that. Shit. Get out of here.
Shell gangster, man.
Or that Tupac.
But no, we appreciate it. Say it again.
Nah, I said, I know you didn't just say skip over.
Yeah, she ain't going for it.
Stand by your word, Mike.
Hmm?
Stand by what you said. I stand on it. I stand by it. Ain't that right, Gemini?